In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. This Holy Thursday liturgy has certainly as its focus the Holy Supper, the mystical supper, which is not for us the Last Supper, but indeed the first supper. But it also very much focuses on already Judas's betrayal, because this is actually the Vespers of Holy Friday, and by anticipation. And it is always the case when we look at ourselves coming to the chalice to receive communion, as we go away from the chalice and go away from the church, as to how and when will we betray our Christ? How will we betray what we've been given? The church is constituted in the Eucharist. Everything about our faith ultimately comes to the body and blood of Christ. That God took flesh so that we could experience and receive mystically through bread and wine His flesh, His holy body and blood. And so no longer are we reaching for God somewhere, but God comes right to us, and indeed God comes right within us bodily, according to our faith, according to the faith of the early church. The early church understanding of church was always Eucharistic assembly. Every liturgy is God's people gathered around His table in His kingdom, gathered again at that Holy Supper together with the apostles, as it was on this day. We gather together with the risen Lord and receive this sacred meal from His hands. So what a great gift, and this is indeed the celebration of the great gift of Thy mystical supper, O Son of God. Accept me today as a communicant, for I will not speak of Thy mysteries to Thine enemies, neither like Judas will I give Thee a kiss. Like the thief will I confess Thee, remember me, O Lord, in Thy kingdom. We'll be singing that instead of the usual cherubic hymn shortly. But constantly, we are called to guard and protect the gift, just as the priest does. Has to be ever mindful, as and the deacon, of being very careful to bring the gift, to prepare it, to carry it carefully forward, set it down. Be careful of your movements and gestures around the chalice and the discos. You don't want to knock into anything or in any way act casually around that gift. The challenge for us also then is when we receive Christ in us to be careful and carry that vessel, which is now the very part of our bodies. The reason we ask people to abstain if they have bleeding issues from communion is because their blood now has become the blood of Christ, and if that runs out of their body, it has to be captured and so forth and properly taken care of as something that's holy. So we hear that in the communion prayers, that we have Christ in our very limbs and veins and in our extremities. So we become as we cherish and care for these vessels, the chalice and the discos, we ourselves become that precious vessel of Christ through receiving of Holy Communion. Judas was one of the 12. Judas was right in the heart of things, as we have sung to him and will sing more about him, that he received everything the other apostles received. Nothing was held back from him. We receive the same communion the saints received. We receive everything that every holy man or woman that has ever walked this earth receives from the church, from the holy altar. We receive the same. Nothing is held back from us. God's grace, His abundant grace, poured out to us without reservation, without hesitation, without denial. And so, brothers and sisters, let us be mindful. Let us be mindful of the risk of betrayal, the risk of taking this gift, of first being in the apostolic choir and in the apostolic tradition and in the apostolic church, in the communion line with saints, holy fathers and mothers, and pillars of prayer and faith that have gone before us, being in that line, but then going off and denying Christ and sullying His name and weakening the witness of the church, because you go out as missionaries. There are priests that are called to be missionaries and in a way do missionary work, but ultimately, in most cases, finally, you are the missionaries. St. Nicholas of Japan did amazing work in Japan, but not until he had some other Japanese missionary, faithful, lay people, and then clergy that could do the work and could communicate with the native people of Japan. He himself converted very few people, but he set the stage, he had the vision. So the priest is not the missionary. You, the faithful, are the real missionaries. You're out there ambassadors for Christ, carrying this precious vessel within you, being accountable to Christ, and trying to spread the holy good news of Christ and of His holy Orthodox faith that is a gift that comes to us as gift. So let us be mindful of these things. We have great privilege and treasure given to us, and with it comes a reminder that we can lose it, that it can slip away, that having given all that we've been given, that we could squander it. So let us continue. May the Lord strengthen us in this Holy Week journey, and let us have a precious and blessed communion and union with our Lord this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.